This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we remember a great singer who played her last shows here in the Heartland. One of the most beautifully distinctive and unforgettable voices in the history of country music belonged to Virginia Patterson Hensley, better known as Patsy Cline. Though she was in the national spotlight for just 6 years and was only 30 when she died, her incredible talent had taken her from an impoverished background in Virginia to the stages of the Grand Ole Opry, Las Vegas, the Hollywood Bowl, and Carnegie Hall. She was a trailblazer for other female artists to follow and became an iconic star who was popular with fans across a wide spectrum of musical genres. March 5th marks 50 years since Patsy was killed in a plane crash after playing her last shows right here in the Heartland, in Kansas. Despite her success, Patsy Cline remained a simple country girl with a big heart and a bawdy sense of humor, whose life was tinged with sadness just like her songs. Her big break came when she won a talent contest on Arthur Godfrey's television show in 1957, singing pop songs with a sophistication that belied her lack of formal musical training. Her first big smash was Walkin' After Midnight, but then she had no more hits for several years. This has been widely attributed to a bad contract she'd signed with the 4-star label that restricted what she could record. Producer Owen Bradley has been widely credited with rescuing her from the abyss when she signed with Decca in 1961. But the truth is, some of those 4-star songs were actually pretty good. I'm back in baby's arms. Patsy sang them well. It's just that they were badly recorded by none other than Owen Bradley himself, who squandered Patsy's talent with awful arrangements that often covered up her great voice. She's the one who turned around her career with the song I Fall to Pieces, and other hits followed. Miss Cline survived a nearly fatal car crash in June 1961 and amazingly hobbled into the studio a few weeks later to record some of her most memorable tunes. Patsy Cline was a far more skillful singer than many of her fans realize. Musicologists have marveled at her abilities as a song stylist, and she had a whole bag of vocal tricks into which she would dip in order to bring just the right emotions to her songs. Patsy once said, "I sing like I hurt inside." And she meant that literally. A turbulent marriage had inflicted emotional and physical turmoil. The irony being, at the end of her life, at her last concert, she vowed to turn all that around. Patsy had gone to Kansas City on Sunday, March 3, 1963, to play some benefit shows for a DJ who'd been killed. She wore a blood-red dress to one of 3 concerts, an eerie foreshadowing of the fate that awaited her a couple of days later. At her last concert, Patsy was dressed in white and looked luminescent, like an angel. When she died, 25,000 attended her funeral in her hometown of Winchester, Virginia. Just a short time before, some jealous local women had booed Patsy at one of her shows because she'd been the girl from the wrong side of the tracks. Patsy has been honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a U.S. postage stamp, and theatrical productions based on her life story. There's also a wonderful new CD just released called The Divine Miss Cline, in which 20 of her studio tracks have been redone with new music, including by current members of the Grand Ole Opry Band. It also features 6 previously unreleased concert recordings. The sound quality is stunning. You can hear samples of the new CD, The Divine Miss Cline, at www.patsyclinemusic.net. That's patsyclinemusic.net. At the end of her life, Patsy said, "I have gotten more than I asked for. All I ever wanted was to hear my voice on record and have a song among the top 20. There's a fascinating article on Patsy Cline in our Midwest Today magazine website at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition. Sweet dreams of love.